Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
McMonagle back here with you on The Fan. And it's time to talk to Brian Baldinger. We're joined by Brian as an Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Brian Baldinger joins us again. Chris McMonagle here. Brian, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for having a few minutes.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you,
Happy
man.
New
Good to
Year
be with
to
you this
you.
Afternoon.
We're doing great. We're doing great. Well, we're New York football fans. So we're doing lousy, quite honestly, yeah. Because it doesn't get any... Even when you win, there's reason to be upset, Brian. So I don't know how you feel about that. Maybe we'll touch on the tanking. But first, I wanted to ask you, I opened the show today talking about Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn and the way the Jets have played over the last month of December has been as bad as any team in the NFL. You know, the score differential is as bad as any four-game stretch in December that we have seen in the NFL. They're yet to have an interception. This is a guy who came in talking about culture building, and he's questioned the team's effort and then kind of came back yesterday and said, no, I watched the tape. The effort was there. Well, nobody goes through tape better than you, Brian, so... Just a real quick question. What have you seen from this Jet defense in particular, but Jet team in general, over the last 4 weeks? Have you had an issue watching the games with their effort?
Well, it's, I mean, effort shows up in a lot of ways. The tackling was terrible in that game. But honestly, it's not an NFL roster. Yeah. I mean, it looks like an expansion roster. It looks like a preseason game for much of it. I mean, nobody, there's not an analyst in our country right now that could tell you who the starting secondary of the Jets is. I mean, they might know Malachi Moore because he's a rookie, but and maybe Brandon Stevens. But honestly, like some of the guys back there, some of the guys that are playing on the defensive front, I mean, they're practice squad guys that are forced to come up and play. Yeah. And you're going up against, you know, the highest rated quarterback in the league. The ball didn't hit the ground. Yeah. You know? So you can question effort. I thought the tackling has to be better. But you know, effort isn't just on Sundays. Effort is what you do. I played on a 1-15 team. I know effort means, you know, are you doing your treatments? Are you, you know, are you doing your film study? Are you doing anything extra? Are you putting the work in during the week so that game day you actually know what you're doing without thinking, you know, the practice? And so I think effort shows up in a lot of ways besides just Sunday's performance. But it's just not an NFL roster. The quarterback isn't an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady Cook's a nice guy, but he's not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And so you just have to recognize these things, and you have to admit to it.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel that way. And they did trade away two of their best defensive players, and they're playing a non-quarterback. But it is just frustrating to watch, you know, that Patriot team come in and do whatever they wanted. And, yeah, you know, you mentioned May, the MVP. Well, I'm going to ask you some Giants stuff maybe at the end. But since you mentioned May and the MVP, we saw Stafford had a rough night last night. The two of them have kind of been battling back and forth for MVP. What do we make of these, you know, the playoff picture in both leagues is going to look so much different than it's looked over the last few years. But right there, between May and Stafford, do you have an opinion right now on who's been playing the best, who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Well, I mean, Stafford almost overcame three interceptions last night.
Yeah.
and still had a chance to win the game at the end. Like, he gives you that. I mean, they can just explode at any time.
Right.
But I would say that the schedule's been much tougher, you know, for Matt Stafford and the Rams, just playing in that division alone. You know, playing Seattle, playing San Francisco.
Yeah.
The schedule's been much tougher than what Drake May has had to deal with, playing the Jets, playing Miami. You know, I mean, the schedule hasn't been as tough. They had a last-place schedule, but that's all right. I mean, Drake May is an improved player. He leads the league in a lot of categories, quarterback rating, yards per attempt. I mean, he's right there at the top of the charts. He's been exactly what every franchise is looking for and to build around. And Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and that gang there in New England, they've done that with coaches, personnel people, and they built a good football team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, you mentioned the Rams and their division, which is obviously incredibly tough at the top. Right now, one of the best units in football is that 49er offense. What do we see? Like, who can stop them right now? Brock Purdy, since coming back from injury in the last 2 weeks in particular, I mean, what they're doing, they hardly punt. I think we saw the first punt in 2 weeks in the second half of this game against the Bears. They're back and forth. He throws a pick six to start the game. They overcome it immediately. What do we see? Even without Kittle, they lose Kittle, and Tonjes comes up and has an incredible game. Like, right now, they seem like a team that is surging. They have a chance to be the one seed, not play a road game all the way through to the Super Bowl. You mentioned that as a very tough division. Is there a better team in football right now, or is at least an offense playing better than that 49er team right now?
No team is playing better offensively. Yeah. They've got questions on defense. Yeah. Chicago went up and down the field pretty good. They don't, you know, they've lost two star players, and you know, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. So I mean, they played shorthanded, but they play hard though. They do play very hard. I mean, Salah's done a good job there. He might get a job.
I think he will.
He might get a job out of what he's doing and really what he's been able to rebound from you know, his days in New York. But regardless, you know, no, look, Brock Purdy in the last 2 weeks now against Indianapolis and then what we just watched, you know, he has 10 touchdowns, you know, between running and throwing. Mm-hmm. He's accounted for 10 touchdowns. I mean, any team in the league would take that right now. Yeah. And he never looks confused. He never looks like he didn't know what he was. Even on the interception, it was a tip ball.
Right.
You know, it was a good play. You know, probably, I don't know, you know, it was a throw. It was a typical slant, but it got tipped and picked off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't faze him at all. They went down the next two drives and touchdown drives to go take the lead 14-7. They put it right behind him. But he is he's really smart. He's really well coached. And, look, they lost Trent Williams on the first play of the game on that interception. No George Kittle. You wouldn't have known the difference if those guys were in the lineup or not in the lineup.
Right. No, I mean, it's incredible. And what they've been able to do, and McCaffrey, 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving, is as dynamic a weapon as the NFL has, and that offense is cooking right now and seems to be a dangerous team. And we get to the, you know, the NFC playoff picture. Again, we talked about the Rams, the Seahawks defense. They travel so well on the road. That game, 49ers, Seattle for the number one seed and the bye. You got the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with the Eagles, too, because they're the defending champs. Yep. How do we view this playoff picture in general? But the Eagles, if they play defense and look like they did in the first half against Buffalo, then they look like a team that can, again, if they can just run the football and play defense like that, they look like a team that can get back to the Super Bowl, but they've had so much trouble offensively. Is it the Eagles and everybody else, or is it, you know, because they're the defending champs, or are we looking out west with the teams we talked about in the Western Conference?
Well, I mean, the Eagles beat the Rams this year. You know, they had a couple field goals in the fourth quarter to do it and to come back to beat them. And the Rams gave them a game in the NFC Divisional Championship game a year ago. You know, it came down to a play late in the fourth quarter. But the Eagles' defense right now, I mean, they stole Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. What a pickup he is. They've got depth everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so they lose, you know, N'Kobe Dean. Here comes Jahad Campbell, first-round pick. He had a great game on Sunday. Jalen Carter is back healthy. I believe defense wins championships.
Yeah.
They had shut the Kansas City Chiefs out for the first three quarters in a Super Bowl last year. The offense takes long naps in the middle of every game. They did in the second half against Buffalo. It's been going on all year. The quarterback, if he's got a lead, he's not going to turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. He'll throw it away. He'll take a sack. He'll do anything but turn the ball over. And so, look, if they get behind, it might really get challenged. But they got playmakers that can do it. They've done it this year when they had to come back down 26-7 to the Rams, and they came back and won the game. Mm-hmm. When they have to throw it, they seem to be able to do it. But it's not a fun or creative-looking offense right now.
No. And then Seattle, obviously great defensively. They have weapons. You know, one of right now the best wide receiver in the game, arguably, along with Puka Nacua, who we saw last night. Sam Darnold. Do we trust Sam? I want to ask you about the same thing with Bo Nix as well in Denver. I think two teams right now that defensively are good. They've won a ton of games. Even the quarterback play has been great over long stretches of the season. But in these two new looking, especially when we get to the AFC and no Kansas City, in this playoff picture where these are two dominant football teams, are these two quarterbacks that can get you to the Super Bowl?
We're going to find out because there are real questions about it. I saw Sam on Sunday in Carolina, and his team believes in him. I know that from the top all the way down. The players love him. He's had a good pregame warm-up last week, talked to him for a little bit. But he's got to go do it. He has in big games. He has turned the ball over. He's not taking care of it. The defense was good enough in a lot of games to overcome that. So, you know, credit to defense. And for Bo Nix, you know, he's not going to – he was in the playoffs last year. He's a much different player this year. The offense isn't great, but they do game plan very well. They do attack your weaknesses. They're about a 20-point offense right now. If they have to play Houston, like, I don't know if they're going to get – I don't know if anybody's going to get past Houston the way they're playing if they score 20 points. So I think we got to find out. I mean, I can tell you I think they can, but until they go do it, and they prove it, we're going to have questions about both of them.
Is Houston the best defense in the NFL right now? Without question? Yeah, without question.
Without question. I mean, Denver's very good. There's some good defense. Seattle's very good. Mm-hmm. They're both all
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Three of those teams are top four defenses.
Yeah.
But Houston right now is just violent the way they play defense. They look like an old Giants defense that Parcells coached, you know, and Bill Belichick coached. I mean, they just play the game at a different speed. Everybody tackles. Everybody, like, smacks you. Will Anderson, if it wasn't for Myles Garrett this year, Will Anderson could easily be the defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. That guy plays every play as hard as anybody in this business.
And so what do we think about the first – this is going to be the first AFC championship game that doesn't have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes in it since Steelers-Jets in 2010. That's how long those two guys, and obviously of recently Patrick Mahomes, has dominated this AFC picture. Obviously, they're not going to be there this year. Josh Allen hasn't been able to get over it. Obviously, if Lamar Jackson wins this game, maybe we'll get to the Pittsburgh Ravens game. If he's back in it, that's been a team. You know, Buffalo and Kansas City can't get over it. What do we think of this end of this AFC playoff picture without Mahomes? What team do we expect? Do we like Houston that much in the way they play defense? The Jacksonville Jaguars have really, with Liam Cohen, have changed the offense there, and the quarterback is looking so much better there. You still trust Josh Allen. The New England Patriots. Like, how do we view this upside down kind of AFC picture from what we're used to, where it's pretty much Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, and I'm not sure any of those three teams are the favorites heading in?
Well, I think you just said it. I mean, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about, you know, maybe the Giants' last Super Bowl, they were 9-7 mm-hmm. in the regular season and then went on a tear. And so, like, let's just take a team like the Baltimore Ravens. Like, if the Ravens go to Pittsburgh and win this week, and we see Derrick Henry, what he did last week,
right.
if he does anything similar, like, I think that's the team that could go truck Houston. Because if you want to stop good pass rushers, you know, you take the pass rushing away from them by running it.
Yep.
And really, when they get Patrick Ricard healthy like he is at 310 pounds and Derrick Henry at 250 and Lamar Jackson reasonably healthy, I mean, if they want to run it down anybody's throats, they have that ability to do it. Mm-hmm. And it shortens the game. And, you know, that this might be the year, you know. But Josh Allen, the door's open. We're waiting for him to knock it down. They don't look good enough offensively to really do it unless Josh Allen just creates some kind of heroics, which he's certainly capable of doing. But I think it's going to come down to matchups. Like, I think Baltimore is the one team that can rattle Houston a little bit defensively mm-hmm. and maybe shake them up.
Do you like the Ravens then in this game against Pittsburgh, this game for the division? Obviously, they're coming off a devastating loss to the Browns, in which there's been a lot of accusations that they were too concerned about Myles Garrett instead of playing their game. What do we view their matchup? Who's going to come out and win this AFC North?
I think there's a lot of truth to that comment
really?
That Myles Garrett made. I mean, their best receiver is Kenneth Gainwell, the running back.
Right.
And he's there chipping on Myles Garrett and not in the route on 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1. You know, some critical plays in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do not have an explosive element. They lost Darnell Washington. They lose DK Metcalf
yep.
for some boneheaded things on the sideline.
Yeah.
And they really need both those guys. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, was not very good last week. And the Ravens are certainly capable of doing similar things defensively than what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pittsburgh has had trouble. They did go to Baltimore and win, you know, 4 weeks ago, but they have had trouble against teams that can run the football really well. And
yeah.
so Buffalo went there and ran for 250 yards against them a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be a real challenge for Pittsburgh in this game.
Yeah, it is going to be tough. That's just a devastating loss. I mean, all they had to do was beat the Browns, and they didn't have to worry about this game. And now they watch the way they handled that game the other night, and the Ravens ran all over them. So, yeah, we'll see. I want to ask you about coaching before we let you go. And again, we're talking to Brian Baldinger, and Insider Callers are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. The New York Giants clearly, obviously, will be looking for a new head coach at the end of this season. A lot of talk from the fan base and from us here that they need someone steady. Is there a chance, could you see, since we're talking about Pittsburgh and Baltimore, both those coaches have been long-term, just absolute smashing successes there, mm-hmm. Been there for 18 and 19 years respectively, but it has gotten stale at some point. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't been consistently get to the playoffs, haven't won a playoff game in years. And now, you know, since 2018, Lamar and Harbaugh just haven't been that winning combination as good as their regular seasons have been. Could you see the loser of this game? And there's been talk around it, fire Tomlin, chance from the Pittsburgh crowd, and, you know, questions about Harbaugh's long-term commitment to Baltimore. Could you see either of those two coaches shaking free if they lose this game?
I can't, but if one did, I would send I would send the Learjet.
Right.
You know, to either Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
You would be, that would be it, right? Giant, you have to go get them.
If one of those coaches shake loose, I'd get them to my building, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because I think it's an attractive job, honestly. I like Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
I really do. And I know Malik Nabers coming back, and I think Wandale's going to be part of it. And, you know, Tracy and Scadaboo. I mean, there's pieces. And defensively, I mean, Abdul Carter's played very well the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Burns is an MVP candidate on that side of the ball. There's pieces there that you can really build with. The offensive line was pretty good this year. And I think that can only get better. They've got depth. Marcus Bowe stepped in at left tackle for Andrew Thomas, played well the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand it's the Raiders. I'm not getting too carried away. But still, I think it's an attractive job. Because I think I don't think this – you know, obviously they went to Denver. They should have won. They had a lot of games they could have won easily. They just, you know, couldn't finish these games out. I think this is a better team than a 3-win team, a much better team.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of pieces where you see these reclamation projects get turned around very quickly. It's happening in New Orleans right now.
Yeah.
If you get the quarterback and the coaching staff and you do it the right way, this thing could, I think, turn around pretty quick.
I mean, the Patriots were awful last year. The down the stretch, the Bears have been, you know, were terrible last year. They were 1-9, And look where they are. So I think it's a quick turnaround. Let me ask you about the quarterback since you mentioned him. A couple things. First off, have you seen anything in his, because so much of the narrative of his run style and his constant trips to the tent, did you ever see a football player who was playing a style of football that could not be sustained? And if so, have you seen changes from Dart over the last weeks coming back from the concussion?
Well, they called some design runs the other day on third downs,
yeah.
And he ran for first downs. I mean, those are plays that you got to put in the playbook. He's good at it.
Yep.
He had a couple scrambles. He was really good. I mean, all these guys have to get smarter with the ball in their hands. Trevor Lawrence was banged up every year trying to do some of those things. Steve Young was constantly getting hurt trying to do some. You got to get smarter. You know, these guys are hunting you up pretty good. And the rules are made to protect you. You take advantage of the rules. Slide, get down, get out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the SEC. You're not going up against guys that aren't going to play in the NFL. There's a lot of NFL players in the SEC. But you got to be smarter, and you got to learn how to protect yourself. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important for the quarterback. Drake May is taking every snap up there in New England. It's important to take every snap as a quarterback and to keep yourself healthy, and you got to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, and I think you have to. He's as he said, he's not a pocket passer necessarily. He's not.
It's okay.
He's not. Hey, you don't have to be. You don't have to be Joe Flacco, as he put it, and stand back there. You could have a different element to your game, and I think it's been huge for him. And let me just ask you real quick then, because there's been some talk about it. The Giants are clearly going to have a top pick, whether it's the number one pick or whether it's the number two pick. They're going to be at the top of the draft. Mendoza seems to be the one quarterback as of right now, which could always subject to change before we get to the draft. The one quarterback kind of in this draft class. If you are sitting there as the New York Giants and you have an opportunity to either trade the pick or trade Jackson Dart and take Mendoza, do you have an opinion on that? Would you stick with Jackson Dart like the rest of us sane people? Or would you go with the draft pick and take Mendoza? What do you think of Mendoza right now?
I like Fernando.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, we're going to see what he does in the playoffs here. We'll all watch him this week. you know, he's under the microscope, which is good. We want to put these guys under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything right now says that he's going to be probably the top pick. But, I mean, I wouldn't – if I had a chance to get him, I would just stay with Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of Dart to know.
Right.
I know that kid can lead. I think he does everything the right way. From the moment he's been drafted, I think he's done everything right. So I'd want to keep building with him right now.
All right, so thank you very much. Before we let you go, just give me a quick, what do we see coming out of the AFC? What do we see coming out of the NFC? Because I'm not going to get a chance to talk to you probably before then. What are we thinking heading into this final week? Who are the two teams that stand out to you headed to the Super Bowl?
I feel like, I don't know, it's going to be great. But, I mean, right. I'm going to take, I'll take Seattle right now.
Nice.
I'll take Seattle. And then, you know, Seattle against Denver probably, or Seattle against Houston might be. I think Seattle and Houston, to me, like, I just think that defense is just that good in Houston right now. They score 20 points. They don't lose games.
Yeah, that's it, right? It's up to Stroud. If Stroud and that offense can figure out a way to put up three touchdowns, you feel really good about that team right now. There's no doubt about it. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. We'll hopefully talk down the line sometime. If not, take care of yourself. Have a great new year. We'll talk soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. See, he gets it. He likes Jackson Dart. His Jackson Dart's dad doesn't have to tell him. We'll get to it next. I don't want to say it. Maybe Brian's still on hold. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you in the midday. Got you for one more hour. We'll come back and take your calls all the way to 2 right here on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.